Emergency service teams are getting a better idea of the toll subtropical storm Alberto had on North Carolina's western counties. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor has more.
McDowell County experienced some of the heaviest rainfall from Alberto. Adrian Jones is the Deputy Director of Emergency Management Services for the county. She explains the scene last Tuesday, the day Alberto hit hardest.
We experienced flash flooding throughout the western and central region of the county. We had multiple evacuations initiated at residential areas, campgrounds. We experienced multiple landslides and rock slides.
Jones says the priority last week was rescue, especially for residents who couldn't leave their homes because flooding knocked out access bridges. Over the weekend, crews built footbridges for those residents. Now, Jones says, they've moved into the recovery phase. She says recon teams of emergency management personnel have been going out each day to scope out and assess the damage caused by the severe weather.
A lot of what we're seeing is flooding in basements, mud in homes, some structural damage.
Jones says the team's main job right now is to document the damage so they can determine what resources residents will need in the near future.
In the coming weeks, we'll move into connecting these people with resources.
Jones says all main roads in McDowell County have been cleared, but seven secondary roads remain closed. She says the Department of Transportation is working to reopen those roads within the next 30 days. Governor Cooper declared a state of emergency in many western North Carolina counties, including McDowell. Jones says that's still in effect with no expiration that she's aware of. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.